Swedish media, first Muslim Friday prayers at Hagia Sophia rock concert. By Chris Tomlinson on July 26, 2020. Friday, July 24 marked the first Islamic Friday prayers in the Hagia Sophia since Turkey recently converted the former museum into a mosque and has been described as like a rock concert by Swedish media. Sanna Dreisen, who works for the Swedish public radio broadcaster Sveriges Radio, attended the Friday prayers in Istanbul saying, "It is reminiscent of a mixture of rock concert and Friday prayer." When asked what locals in Turkey think of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's move to convert the Hagia Sophia, which had formerly been the largest Christian Orthodox church in the world before being turned into a mosque in 1453 and then a museum in 1934, Dreisen said they approved. "Most people here support this decision and perhaps even more so those who have made an effort to come here. Many also express their appreciation for President Erdogan for making this decision to turn Hagia Sophia into a mosque again," Dreisen said. Many countries have slammed the move to convert the Hagia Sophia into a mosque, with the opposition coming from neighboring Greece, which has a large Orthodox Christian population. Across Greece on Friday, church bells rang in mourning and flags were flown at half-mast to mark the Friday prayers at the Hagia Sophia. On the Greek island of Crete, every single church bell on the island was rung. "We cannot help but raise our heads. We cannot stop being who we are. Keep your head up. To raise our nation and our homeland," Archbishop of Crete Irenaeus Athanasiades said. Other Greek Orthodox clergy also spoke out about the conversion, such as Metropolitan Bishop Dorotheos of the Greek island Syros-Tinos, who said, "No church can become a mosque. And if Hagia Sophia endured the fall and endured the pain, it will endure this pain at this difficult time. Hagia Sophia will always be in our hearts that no one will be able to devalue." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.